Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
All right, fuckers. We are back for another week of this bullshit. So I guess right off the bat, last night, me and my daughter went to John Mulaney. Anthony, you know anything about any of his bits or his comedy or anything?
No. Literally all I know is that he had a show. I didn't even know his name before his show came out, and I never watched his show. So I
only went because my daughter's a fan of his, and I, you know, trying not to be a complete asshole for a dad. And
sure.
I figured that I would take her, and I did not think I was going to enjoy it, but...
All right.
He's funny, man. He's funny. I had a good time with it. His opener was a fucking tool bag.
Who was his opener?
Max Silvestri. I don't know.
Max Silvestri. Not good.
Well, fuck. So he had me laughing a couple times, which, you know, so the monkey was doing his job, but he started off right off the bat. I mean, he led with, so I'm a straight white male, so I'm part of the problem. And I was like, God damn it.
Didn't that just put you in a bad mood immediately?
It did. But you know what? You know what it's like. You've been to a comedy show before, right?
Yes.
You know how everybody is like, I don't know if it's nervous laughter or if it's the atmosphere that makes everything seem funnier than if you were watching it on Netflix.
Yep, I think it is. I think it's the atmosphere and everybody around you, you know what I mean? You feel like you have to laugh.
But, of course, I had that fucking... And it was in Durham, North Carolina, which is apparently the hipster capital of the world because everybody looked the same. They all had them fucking beards and the stupid fucking handlebar mustache and the horn-rimmed glasses and the fucking slick back hair with that slick stuff.
So they were cool.
Oh, fuck, man. It just dumb. And so, of course, every girl that was with them was wearing like a fucking evening gown and shit. And I'm wearing jeans and a sweatshirt.
That's how I would have went. That's normal people clothes, man.
But, yeah, so he was playing to that crowd, you know, and of course the fucking chucklehead sitting behind me was, you know, anytime you watch a stand-up comedy routine, there's always somebody in the audience that has that distinctive laugh that you,
oh yeah,
if they were to sit behind you in real life, you'd want to turn around and fucking throat punch them. You know that
yes.
guy? Yeah, that guy
yep.
was behind me.
Oh, that sucks.
and that... fucking whatever I said, Nicholas Sparks or whatever the fuck I said, that guy, Max Headroom. I don't remember his name.
I don't think it's either one of those things.
Anyway, when he come out and start with that straight white male shit and that fucking dink behind me starts cackling, I was like, fuck this, man. I'm out.
God, that would just ruin the whole tone of the show, man.
But everybody else really ate it up. So I was the outlier in that. But anyway,
horrible.
He ended up being funny. He just started off by pissing right in my fucking mouth. But
yeah, speaking of pissing in the mouth, oh boy, that sucks, man.
Are you referencing that tweet that I saved?
Yeah, I was. I couldn't help it.
we'll get there, Grasshopper.
Oh yeah, we'll get there. I'm jumping the shark.
Nope, that's not how that works.
Nope, there's a shark and I'm jumping it.
yeah, so anyway, John Mulaney was good. If there's a chance for you to see him. I don't know if he'll come to your neck of the woods or not, but I'll tell you what our necks are doing in your woods. Yeah, if you get a chance to see him, you should check him out. It's pretty fucking funny.
Huh. Maybe if he does a Netflix special, I'll watch that.
Let's see. What else has happened here? Here's a funny story. This is, so I like to think that I'm kind of a ruffian, you know, almost like a man's man.
Uh-huh.
Looking all thick and rugged with my beard and tattoos and shaved head and whatnot.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So I may be a little jumpy sometimes. So going out to our back porch, we didn't put it in, but there's a cat door. Okay. And on the outside of the cat door has got a piece of foam to keep the cool air out. So I got down on my hands and knees and I was looking at the cat door to make sure there's no draft or anything. So I unlocked it and pushed.
Hold. I did not catch any of that. Like you cut back in when it said draft, when you said draft.
All right, we're back, everybody. So all the comedy's been sucked out of this show.
This is now a drama podcast.
All right, so where was I? I like to look at myself as somewhat of an intimidating type person. I think it has to do something along the lines with my low self-esteem and whatnot. But so I rely on my looks to get my way as opposed to my intelligence. Anyway, so with that being said, I was fucking with that cat door, and I got done and closed it and locked it, and then me and my wife decided we were going to go out to the back porch there and smoke a cigarette. So she walked out first, and she pointed down, and all she did is point down at what was sitting there in front of the door on the outside, you know. And when I get scared, I shake, you know, like I'm getting electrocuted. So I started shaking, and then I placed my hand on her shoulder and then pushed her towards the animal that was out there.
What the fuck?
But I didn't do it on purpose. I mean, it was just instinct, you know? Only the strong survive, baby.
Your instinct is to push your wife into the danger.
So it turns out it was that piece of foam that I didn't realize that I knocked out of the door. So she and all she did is point at it like, hey, look, there's a piece of foam. And I went,
oh, she knew what it was.
Yeah, she knew what it was. I didn't.
Oh, that's fucking amazing.
So she got to see yet again how big of a pussy I am. And, you know, if no danger whatsoever.
For the second or third time in your marriage, at least.
This week.
That's so funny.
Did I ever tell you the story about when I stepped on that possum?
No.
Fuck.
No.
So we had a coon problem, this raccoon problem.
Yeah.
this is like 15 years ago, and I was told to buy this shit at the farm supply store, and it was like a powder that would kill flies, and if an animal got into it, it would kill them almost instantly.
Okay.
So I bought some, and I put it out there by the garbage cans in case the raccoons came.
Yeah.
So next morning, I completely forgot that I did that, and I step out of the screen door onto the back deck there, and as I step down, you know, I'm already moving forward, so it's not like I could backtrack. I step on something that was, I can only describe as like a garbage bag, a warm garbage bag of Jell-O. But it was this big, like 89-pound possum. And I stepped on him in my bare feet. And when I did, so as I stepped down, I felt it. So then I looked down. So as I'm looking down, all my weight goes on this fucking possum, which causes him to fold and come up. His head comes up at, you know, up towards me.
Yeah.
I am telling you, I screamed so fucking loud.
Was it already dead?
Yeah, it was just chilling there, dead.
Oh, none of the guts came out or anything, did they?
No, it was only dead for however long it was from the time I went to bed, and it got into that poison. Yeah. But yeah, fuck, yuck. That scared the shit out of me.
If I were you, I'd still be scrubbing my foot. That's so gross. So I went out. I have one of those squirrel cage fans. You know what a squirrel cage fan is?
I do.
So I had one of those squirrel cage fans in my garage, and I didn't use it for – it was a big one. I hadn't used it for a long time, and it was hot, so I plugged it in, and all of a sudden, all this white looked like fur came shooting out at me, and it smelled horrible. I'm like, what the fuck is – so there's this fur nasty shit all over me, and I unplugged it. I don't know what the fuck this shit is. So I kind of got looking around there. A raccoon had crawled up into the squirrel cage fan and died, and when I plugged it in, the fucking thing skinned this raccoon and shot all the shit all over me. Literally skinned this fucking raccoon.
It's like
oh, my God, I about threw up.
Like a Ed Gein bukkake.
Yes. Oh, it was so fucking horrible.
Oh, well, all right. So moving on.
Moving on.
I had this idea that we're going to do with our newest sponsor, don'tbuythisstuff.com.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is going to ask everybody that's listening that has an idea. So send us your shirt ideas. Either just go to our website. Who's Right? What the fuck's our website? Who's Right Podcast?
Who's Right Podcast.com.
Yeah. So you can either email us through there. I think there's a link or some shit. Or get us on Facebook or Twitter, whatever. However, just get us your idea. You can either do the graphics yourself or just conceptually, and then we'll get the graphics done.
Yeah.
But whatever idea is the funniest, we're going to have him. He's going to make that a shirt that he's going to sell on the site and then also send you a free shirt. Not you, Anthony. You, whoever comes up with that.
No, I want the shirt. He's going to send me a free shirt. So
anyway,
so get your ideas in.
Anyway, I think that's a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
Later on, we're going to talk a little bit about that giveaway that we're doing between him. And so it's don't buy this stuff and my BDSM or something. Oh, we're giving away dildos, so that's cool.
Fuck yeah. We're the show that gives away dildos, man.
I hope, the only thing I can hope is that, like, John from Brand X wins the grand prize, which is a new dildo every month for 6 months.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why I want that. I mean,
I hope he does, and I hope he takes pictures of them for the website. In use.
Me and John have had, I don't want to get into it a whole lot, but we've kind of had a rocky week this week, and
uh-oh.
I told him I am, and I'm being serious now, I am not going to feud with his show anymore. It's he's gotten to the point that he don't trust me. He thinks that anytime somebody says something bad, I'm behind it, and it's just. And he's helped. Geez. He's helped us way too much to jeopardize, ruin the friendship over.
Sure.
Whatever.
Over a joke, just being funny.
Yeah,
we're just doing comedy here, man. Come on.
He don't have a problem with anything that we've said, I don't think, but I'm being accused of anybody that has anything negative to say about him or his show on Twitter or Facebook, he thinks I'm behind it. So
can I just go on the record and say, maybe it's just that his show sucks. am I allowed to say that?
No, all no. Right. See, that's what we're not going to do anymore.
All right. That was a joke. Your show is fine. I'm just fucking around.
You're not allowed to talk bad about it anymore, Anthony. Do you understand? You
are officially understand.
You are being censored.
I am being censored. Okay, I accept that outcome.
We are looking for a list of things from John that we are no longer allowed to talk about.
All right.
And if Julia Miranda's butthole is on there, then we are going to piss on that list and tell him to shove it up his ass.
Well, yep. that can't be taken off the table or put on the table. Wait, I don't know how that works.
I don't know. Yeah, that we should just do. That's the name of the episode: Juliet Miranda's Butthole.
So, yep, we're striving straight for it, man. We've been working at it for the past 3 or 4 episodes. Now we're just fuck. It's right there.
Ah, oh, fuck! I got an idea. I know what we're gonna do. All right. I think that I am going to create. No, see, if I say I'm going to do it, then when it happens, because I'm too lazy to actually do it, I'm going to get charged a felony for harassing her butthole.
Charged a felony.
And I ain't doing no time over her butthole.
I'll spend lots of time over it.
So I think that we should create a Twitter bot and call it Julia Miranda's Butthole. And the only thing that it does is retweet her stuff. But every time it says, anytime she says y'all, it changes it with like butthole or starfish or chili hole.
Starfish.
Juliet Miranda's chili hole.
Oh my God. It's too much. It's just too much.
So I actually did. I think you have asked me if Dave is upset about us always talking about his wife's butt or whatever. So
yeah,
I was talking to him on the phone. What?
Yeah.
You said no.
Oh, I said no. It's not her butt. It's her butthole. There's a big difference.
Yeah. So I was talking to. I was actually talking to Dave today, and we were talking about podcasts and Twitter or whatever, and I had made a comment to him that it. No matter what I put on Twitter, he has a way of turning it into a fat joke against me. And he's like, yeah. I almost feel bad about it because it happens so much or whatever. I said, Dave, you know, I talk about your wife's drinking gravy out of your wife's butthole every week. I can take a fat joke.
I can take a fat joke. It's okay. Oh, shit. I'm not stopping until we get a cease and desist letter.
It's got to be signed by her butthole. There's got to be a butthole print on it.
Yeah. Yep. She's going to have to put lipstick on her butthole and do a little kiss.
I want to see into the lineup. I'm going to poke that thing. I'll point that thing out.
So if there is a bottom for our podcast, I think this is probably it. This is the gutter.
So if you've ever said anything offensive, I think that's it.
What, that this is the bottom?
Yeah, how do you think poor Juliet feels saying you accusing her butthole of being the bottom of the barrel?
You're killing me. Oh fuck. I think we need to go back to one is comedy. This is the gutter. We need to stay out of the gutter. We need to talk about highbrow stuff.
All right. Well, so I guess we can. So I got something here that this is from our friend Roxy Ray. She tweeted this out, I don't even know what drove this tweet. But I'll just read it. Oh my God. I just read the last hashtag. Right, here we go. Yeah. So this was sent out at 12:17 AM, January 26, 2018 by Roxy Ray. We don't do it all the time, but having my man pee up my ass feels amazing. Hashtag alternative enema, hashtag butt sex, hashtag home stuff, hashtag homemade lemonade.
God.
How would that even come up in conversation? You know,
I don't know how it would come up in conversation, but I guarantee you that this is going to be the new fetish, like that everybody's clamoring over. Oh God. Horrible.
Have you ever, I'll ask, you can tell me, fuck off. You ever put your dick in a butthole?
No, I have not.
All right, whatever. So I don't understand how you get to that point. Okay, so I have had my, you know, that's irrelevant. All right, so
I think it's pretty relevant.
What I don't understand is, I don't understand when, okay, so it's another level to your relationship when you put your dick in a woman's butthole, right?
Sure. I mean,
so it's, that's not like first date shit normally.
No, not normally.
You have to get to a point where there's some communication, open communication.
Yep.
At what point is your communication so open that one of them says, I want you to pee in my butthole, or can I pee in your butthole? And boom, there is a t-shirt.
Can I pee in your butthole?
Yes.
I don't think I would wear that.
You pussy.
I mean, it would look cool hanging in my closet, but I don't think I could wear that. So I guess I can never understand that whole world, because where is the line of communication open enough to where your wife goes to work, gets fucked in the ass by 12 dudes, and then comes home and you guys watch Friends together? I mean,
so that part I have zero issue with. If to me, sex is just that. It's just sex. And if somebody has the ability to make money off of it, more power to them. I don't care. I don't judge that.
No, I'm not judging it. I'm not judging it at all. I'm saying that you have to be pretty fucking secure in yourself to know that your wife is out doing that and then come home and...
Yeah, hey, she's out going to work, you know, and no, I'm not trying to be funny. I think that they probably have a type of relationship where they both understand that it's just sex, right? I mean, that's all it is.
Sure.
The fact that there's four bowling pins and a... You know, so, you know, like most couples, you know, the husband, whatever, comes home from work and the toilet seat's up and you start doing investigating and shit.
Uh-huh.
And with her, there's, you walk in the house and there's a power drill and an empty box of cereal. You're like, what the fuck have you been doing?
Huh. Power drill and an empty box of cereal, huh? Oh my God.
Yeah. So, all right.
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. Like I said, I think I've said this before. I can't equate pee with anything sexual because that's just gross. Poop and pee. Nope. I'm out. Anything else, I'm cool, but anything poop and pee related is not sexual.
What about puke?
No, that's, oh God, no.
Okay, so you've got to pick one. You've either got to let me pee in your butthole or puke in your mouth.
Oh, you're definitely peeing in my butthole.
John, can you please clip that for me?
I mean, if I had to choose, you know.
All right.
Gun to my head, you know.
Gun to my head, you're peeing in my butt. All right. You want to knock out micro cheating? We've been dragging that on for fucking 3 months.
Ugh. At least. So you said at one point that we were going to argue about this.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't remember that? Like you knew how I was going to feel about this.
Okay, yeah. So read the, it's an article, right? Just.
Yeah. So it says, micro cheating is on the rise, and you're probably doing it without realizing. It turns out that according to psychologists, you can be cheating on your partner without even realizing it. The concept comes as a new sign of trouble in paradise from Melanie Schilling's talk with Female about a new term called micro cheating. She outlines what it is, how it works, and how you can spot one or find out if you're doing it or not. The term micro-cheating is supposed to serve as an umbrella term for all the little ways, both emotionally and or physically, that you can be unfaithful to your partner. Some examples of micro-cheating can be secretly connecting with someone on social media, sharing private jokes with them, and then downplaying the seriousness of your relationship to your partner and or putting the person under a different name or code on your phone. Schilling explained that all of those seemingly small secrets add up to covert flirtation, that you are hiding from your partner. All those sneaky small things you're doing are hiding for a reason, she says. In the age of social media, it's become a new and concerning trend in the dating world for partners to become overly secretive with whom they are talking to.
All right.
There's more, but I think that pretty much sums it up, you know.
Let's argue about it.
So according to this article, that means that you are micro-cheating on your wife with me, right?
No.
Why not?
Why would you?
I want to be micro-cheated on, micro-cheated with, micro-cheater. Right? So you have a relationship with me that you don't tell your wife everything about.
I do not have a relationship with you that I am hiding from my wife.
You don't openly tell her.
What did you guys talk about? I would say pissing in each other's buttholes.
Huh. Maybe I'm wrong then.
She'd go, Oh, use guys. So I'm guessing right, you put so this up take... here. I'm guessing you put this up here because you don't think that it's a thing.
No, it's stupid.
Right. Okay.
This is retarded.
So how would you feel if I was going to use his name, but we'll just say a guy from where you work at. If you found out that your wife had been texting him and instead of using his name, she put in the name Claire and never told you about it, that they were texting all the time and she was lying about it.
That'd be different.
Well, that's what the fuck this is talking about.
No, it'd be different because that would be her doing it to me. So it's different.
Oh, okay. I agree.
Don't you understand?
That would make her a micro whore. Yeah.
Exactly. So I think my problem with this, once I read it, okay, I understand, I get it, whatever. But my problem is that all these, it's really clickbaity. Micro cheating is on the rise, and you're probably doing it without realizing it. And are you micro cheating? Just stop being a fucking douche with the articles that you write. You're probably doing it without realizing it. Ugh. I just want to choke somebody when I read shit like this.
So I think my problem with it is that it has to have a label, micro-cheating. It's just cheating.
Yeah.
If
it's just being an asshole.
If you have a relationship out and you're hiding it from somebody, then you're obviously doing something wrong.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with that.
You don't have to have a new term, and I agree with you the way the article was written, so whatever. Maybe it... I mean, the conversation really isn't worth having. We both agree. So, fun.
No, that's no fun at all. I thought it was going to be a little different, but it's just the way the article's written. It just is irritating. Don't write articles like that.
Fuck it. I'm going to attack you anyway.
All right. Have at her.
So this don't really count. You put this up like 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago, and we've just been sitting on it. If you're going to put an article up, put it up for content, not for the style that it was written in.
Nope. If I'm going to put an article up, I'm going to put it up because I think it's funny. That's my only criteria.
Right, but...
See, you got no argument.
I do.
That's the only criteria.
I do, but... I read it, or you read it, and then we discussed, and you're like, yeah, no, I understand that. It's just... It's clickbaity.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that wasn't the premise that it was. Whatever, fine. You're right. I'm not going to argue. I ain't got it in me. Don't be so clickbaity, fuckers.
Micro cheating is stupid. It's not a thing.
Okay.
All right, we got that one solved. Turns out I'm right on that one.
Yep. So, you know, I had told you I wasn't sure that I wanted to record today. I'm just not feeling it, you know. So if you got anything else that you've been holding back that you thought maybe we'd have an argument on, now's the time to roll it out, because I don't have...
You don't have the time to argue? I just don't have it in you to argue with
me? I just don't have the energy to argue with you today.
I understand. Sometimes it's rough, you know?
You know, I've noticed that, I don't know if you're sick or what, but I've noticed you've been coughing a lot more today, and I don't even have the passion or energy to address that. It's just like, yeah, just fucking let him cough. I don't care.
Just fuck it. I don't fucking care anymore. You would think after a year, you would think you would just be used to it. You wouldn't even hear it anymore. Because I don't.
I was told that we should get a new sponsor instead of the two that we have.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, so I think two is probably enough. I don't know that I want any more, because I don't want to keep dropping shit in all the time. But, like, Hall's cough drops, if we could get them.
Nope, I'm sticking with Steakums. I don't care. I know that has nothing to do with coughing, but I'm sticking with trying to get Steakums.
Okay.
Because I just want to have It's Emulsified. I just think that's funny. Well, do you think that could be their new tagline? Does that make people want to eat Steakums? Anybody home?
Yeah, I'm here.
Just didn't think that was funny.
Nope.
Fair enough.
So now I'm just to the point, I'm going to try to make the rest of the show as painful for you as possible.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. All right. This is going to go downhill quick. What the fuck did I put on here? Fridges. Oh, did you see that?
Fridges. Yeah. $64 trillion or $24 million. I was close.
So I you know what? Fuck it. I don't care.
All right. Next.
All right. Why don't you talk about your serial killer that you found?
Oh, fuck. Well, you got to give me a second.
This show is a train wreck, man. Fuck.
I wasn't ready for that. I was not ready for that at all. I wanted to have it pulled up. Exactly.
Well, everybody, while Anthony is doing his homework here, I want to talk a little bit about this giveaway that we're doing. So we've got two sponsors, don'tbuythestuff.com, and I think it's My BDSM Supply. So, Anthony, can you talk while I'm looking this up, and then I'll cover you?
Wow. Man, our show is awesome.
I'll cover you while you're talking, and then...
Uh-huh.
All right, so it's MyBDSMSupply.com. So... You're going to start seeing on Facebook and Twitter, because that's the only social media that the show uses, how to enter into the giveaway. And there is a bunch of shit that we are going to have to give away. Like I said earlier, the grand prize is going to be a dildo a month or a sex toy a month, every month for 6 months. I think it's like a bondage kit, like get into bondage the easy way, or my first bondage kit or something. I don't know.
My first bondage kit.
It's all yellow and, you know, like bright yellow and blue.
Oh my god, you're killing me.
And then Don't Buy This Stuff is putting up all kinds of merchandise as well. But let's see here.
The main thing is we're giving away dildos. That's all. That's the main thing to see here.
Yeah. I'm excited. We're probably going to, I would imagine it's going to go on for 2 or 3 weeks. There's like a bunch of show shit, you know, like our shirts, and, but then there's all kinds of other shit from Don't Buy This Stuff. Just, please follow us on one of the social medias. Yeah. Like I said, I think maybe I want that dildo of the month club or something.
You know what? I would like to. I would like to win that, and I'll give them away when I'm done with them.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Let's see. Should we say that we are not allowed to win it?
Yeah. I thought it went without saying, but yeah, we'll say that. We're not
allowed
God
to win. Well, goddammit, it didn't go without saying. I'm always looking for an angle. Because what I wanted to do is I wanted to win a butt plug, and then I was going to see if Juliet would sign it.
I'm sure she would. I'm speaking so? For her now, you know?
I mean,
no, I don't.
You know, I mean, naturally.
I'm sure she would say, fuck you guys.
What did she call us? Scamps.
Scamps. That just sounds weird.
I had to look it up because I thought she was calling me some kind of seafood from Red Lobster or something.
I think those are scampi. It's all good, though. Scamps, scampi, whatever.
Oh, maybe Roxy would. Maybe she'd sign it.
Oh, I'm sure she would. She's that way, though. Juliet's a nice, upstanding woman, so.
Well, so what way is that way?
Not a nice, upstanding woman.
That's harsh.
That was, I don't know what's not that way. You backed me into a corner. I'm not trying to say nothing bad.
No, there was nobody standing in front of you, and you jumped in the corner and started lashing out at people.
Because I'm that way.
I'm pretty sure you just called her a nasty person.
I did?
Yes.
Because she would sign a butt plug?
Yes, that's what you said, because she's that way.
What? That way being the type of person that would sign a butt plug. What's nasty about that?
So you wouldn't sign a butt plug?
Of course I would.
Okay, so if anybody has a butt plug that they want Anthony to sign, please send it.
I'd sign it in my own poop.
Why did you say it like that?
Because that's just the way that it came out. As I was saying it, I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't even know what's coming out of my mouth anymore.
Exactly. The way it came out of my mouth.
I would sign it with my own poop.
Poop.
Oh,
I'm going to edit that in. Poop.
So it sounds like in your fishing around on Twitter, you found yourself a serial killer.
Yes, I did. In the next 6 to 8 months, I think this guy is going to end up being found out as a serial killer. So I don't know how I came about this, but so Reese Witherspoon, the actress, had tweeted out something about Barbie dolls. She's got a picture of a Barbie doll with red hair, and it says, "When a childhood dream comes to life, excited to reveal my very own at Mattel doll based off my red-haired alter ego, Mrs. What's-It from Wrinkle in Time." Just whatever. That's a nothing tweet. She's just excited about some Barbie doll that's coming out. And this guy, at Miller Artworks, I think he replied 50, 60, 70 times to that tweet. I'm not even making that up. He replied over and over and over. So here's one of them. "It is the base, though bitter, disposition of Beatrice that puts the world into her person and so gives me out. Well, I'll be revenged as I may. William Shakespeare, Act 2-1. What? Yep.
You don't think that's somebody like you?
No.
Just bored? No. I mean, just bored and deciding to write random shit on people's posts?
You think? I don't know, because it says something about him being drunk and louder. "They have difficulty with discrimination. Many of these patients claim I can hear, but I can't understand. Introduction to Audiology, second edition, Frederick N. Martin."
Yeah, I think he's just like copying and pasting shit and just tweeting. I mean,
just copying and pasting words and just tweeting it out there. So here's a bunch to Taylor Swift. He tweeted to, I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of tweets to Taylor Swift. And I think they're all a reply to the same. Taylor Swift tweeted, "North American dates on sale now. Plus, I'm learning." And his reply was, "Plus, I'm learning what faith is right now in my life." I was just trying to figure out the best way to explain how I experienced the kingdom of God in my life. You can also not have joy, and when I say joy, it's almost the same as when people say faith. Where I'm at now in my studies after 12 years, it's more like 15 years of personal Bible study and struggling poverty, all the stuff, persecution.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. He's a fucking serial killer.
And I'm like scrolling. All of these replies are to that one tweet from Taylor Swift. I'm serious. There's probably 50, 100, 200. There's so many.
It sounds like you don't know how numbers work.
I don't. 17? Isn't that a number?
Oh, fuck.
Once you're in faith and sober, you know that when you walk by the faith and with patience, years from now, you can inherit the promises. Come on, Taylor Swift.
Like,
your North American tour dates are available. I mean, come on. Fucking. So check this guy out, at Miller Artworks. Everybody needs to follow him. I checked out who was he has like 150 followers. So I checked out his followers. And a lot of his followers are celebrities, but not real celebrities. They're like people that made Twitter accounts with the celebrity's name, but they're not the genuine account. He probably had 10 different celebrities following him that are fake celebrities.
How many do we have that follow us?
None. We have no fake celebrities.
I don't know. I know a couple. They think they're celebrities. All right. Bah. This technical difficulties has got me just beyond fucking flustered.
Yeah, I understand. We can call it a show if you want, but we're going to have to do something about this because we can't go on like this.
Yeah, if you were to ask me right now if I want to record next week using this same way we've been doing it, I would just say let's pass and, you know, see how the show goes without any new additions.
without any new additions?
Yeah, no more new episodes. We're
just
done here.
Just keep recycling the old ones.
God, it's fucking frustrating. I know there's quite a few podcasters that listen. And anybody else that's not into podcasting isn't going to give a shit about this. Anthony and I are in different states. We have tried using, TriCast, whatever the fuck it's called. We tried using
Zencaster,
right? Google Hangouts, yeah. Discord.
Yes.
Any advice that anybody can give to us that, cause we're struggling. We drop in and out. We can't hear each other. All right. Yeah. So.
All right. Bye.
I want to run through this shit real quick. So thank you, Peter Norica, for our theme song. Make sure you go to whosrightpodcast.com along with mybdsmsupply.com and don'tbuythisstuff.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Call our voicemail at 508-974-4489.
I got a question.
What?
Are we still on the Husher Face Network?
Don't forget to check us out over on the Husher Face Network, husherface.com.
So we are?
Yeah.
I was being serious. I wasn't sure if it timed out, if no activity or
404 network not found.
Yeah, exactly. Oh shit.
God, this sucks, man. We had a good show coming up.
I know. I thought we had some decent shit, you know.
Maybe next time.
Yeah. I think we've been saying that for a year, right? Maybe next year. Maybe the next year's worth of shows will be good.
You got anything else you want to say?
No, I think I'm going to start apologizing at the end of every show, though. So sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, buy our shirts and shit and give us money on Patreon.
Damn it. That's my line. Fuck, I forgot. Leave us a voicemail. I want to hear what you think about how our show sucks. 508-974-4489.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Hey, what's up? I am testing this recording thing, so I'm recording our conversation. Just the one-sided. I wanted to see if it's going to pick up me moving the microphone around or your voice through the speaker. So am I going to have to zip the file to send it to you? I know what it is. I don't have one. Yeah. Do you have Dropbox? Is there a limit to the file size? Huh? WAV files are pretty big. All right. WAV files are pretty big. All right. Well, I'll give that a try. Microsoft deal.
When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online, schedule package pickups through the dashboard, and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.